Green Sense Radio is brought to you by Green Sense Farms. We're changing the world with sustainable indoor vertical farming, growing more with less. Our leafy greens are sold live so they burst with flavor. Visit greensensefarms.com and watch us grow.
Welcome to Green Sense, a weekly look at the people, policies, and innovations that are changing our world. Here's Robert Colangelo.
Thanks for joining us. I'm your host for our great show.
Here's a guy I know you're familiar with. He is revitalizing a once great American city by appealing to people's sense of good taste, if you will. And here's someone, she has a new way, or should I say a renewable way, to wrap gifts for the holidays to reduce waste.
All coming up on this week's edition of Green Sense. Americans throw away 25% more trash between Thanksgiving and New Year's than any other time of year. It adds up to 25 million tons of garbage, or about 1 million extra tons per week. Much of it from holiday gift wrap that we use once and then we just throw away. Heather Baez said, "What if we could green up gift wrapping?" And she created GG Wrap, and she joins us now on Green Sense to tell us more. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you very much for having me.
What inspired you?
Well, I had had about few too many years of bagging, 4 to 5 giant garbage bags of trash after Christmas. We tend to have large family gatherings. I have 3 children myself and then, you know, lots of extended family. So I really just kind of couldn't stomach it anymore. And I felt like I needed to have another option. I looked for options. I didn't find anything that I loved. So I decided to create my own.
So tell us about GG Wrap and what makes it greener than other ways to wrap gifts. You know, paint a picture since our audience can't see it.
Sure. I started out with basically a 12 by 12, I guess, box, if you will. It's not really a box, it's a wrap. And the idea was that it kind of had some structure. It was a little more tailored than some of the other fabric wraps that were out on the market. I just liked that look, you know, for me personally, under my tree. And the, you know, they can fit anything that a normal shirt box would fit. So lots of clothes, you know, there's lots of items that you can put in there. But what makes it eco-friendly is that it is made out of fabric. It does have a stabilizing insert in it, which gives it structure. And you can reuse it over and over again. I mean, I've used mine for 7 years when I created this, and they still look beautiful. And I use them every Christmas for my kids, and they love it. It's now become a family tradition. I've also given them away to lots of friends and family, and they use them constantly and beg me for more. So that's why I decided to finally bring it to market.
Tell us a little bit more about color, shape, size, texture.
Sure. So the set that I originally am starting with, you get 2 wraps, which are about 12 by 12, like I said, about a standard shirt size box. You know, one side could be used for, so they're reversible. That's one thing that people need to know. So each wrap, you can do two different options. You've got, you know, we've got one side that's a black and white, beautiful floral pattern with red that can be used for Christmas or Valentine's Day, certainly for birthdays. And then the other side flips over and you've got blues and greens, which can be used for Hanukkah, certainly, or any birthday, anniversary gifts, things like that. And then we have another one in there that has blue and white stripes and, a beautiful jade color. And again, can be used for, you know, men or women. And then the other side has some pink and some grays. And so, you know, we really just tried to set it up so that these can be used for just about anything you can imagine, baby showers, birthdays, you know, anniversaries, all that kind of stuff. And then we have a very large bag. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
So I was going to say, what about size? You mentioned that you had a shirt box size. Do you have multiple sizes?
We do. So in the set comes the two shirt box sizes, which, like I said, are both reversible. So you really have four gifting options there. And then there's also a smaller size, which is about 6x6, which is great for jewelry or gift cards or, you know, just small, more small trinkets. And then we also have a very large reversible 24x36 gift bag, which is sort of our Santa bag, if you will. And that you can just put, you know, all kinds of things in. So we have a lot of nice options.
So you do away with boxes, wrappers, tapes, bows. That's great.
Yes.
What happens when you give the wrapper? Do people give it back to you?
So here's what I guess it's difficult for people to wrap their heads around, pun intended. Personally, I usually keep them in the family. So I, you know, use them over and over again every single, you know, time there's a gifting occasion within my own family. Now, it's not to say you certainly can't give them away, but, you know, you sort of get a better return on your investment if you keep them within your house, within your own house. I don't tend to ask for them back if I do give them away, because people tend to like the wrap more than they like the gift inside, I found out. So it sort of becomes part of the gift.
I'm Robert Colangelo. My guest is Heather Baez, who is greening up gift wrapping with her new idea, GG Wrap. What kind of reception are you getting from people out there, Heather? Do they like it right off the bat?
Yes, absolutely. People love it. And people who, you know, like I said, my close friends and family who have been using it for a few years now have been begging me to get it on the market. The real issue for the real struggle for me right now is really just sort of getting the word out and getting it out in the world and getting people to use it, because I'm telling you what, from the reaction that I've gotten from everyone I know, they don't want to give it up. They don't ever want to go back to the old ways of wrapping, because it also saves a lot of time.
One of the big challenges with new ideas is changing behavior. And of course, yes, as we just mentioned, you're changing behavior. People aren't throwing out wrapping. They're taking an outside packaging and giving it back to you or reusing it. So how's that challenge being met? And are you doing anything on an educational front?
Yeah, certainly on social media, I'm really trying to educate people and you know, by word of mouth, of course. But it's really, I try to get people to understand it's sort of like, you know, the plastic water bottles or the plastic shopping bags that, you know, we all know are an eco hazard. That's what wrapping paper is. And I don't think that people quite understand that just yet, but that's my goal, is I want to change people's minds and, you know, have them realize there is another and better way to do this. And that's going to be better for the environment, for everyone. I mean, everybody wraps gifts. So it's a big problem.
You launched GG Wrap on Kickstarter earlier this year. How did the campaign go, and how soon till GG Wrap is for sale?
Well, GG Wrap just came on sale on Amazon about a week ago. So we are pretty excited about that, and just in time for the holidays, thank goodness. And, you know, my Kickstarter campaign was successful. We raised about $3,500, and that was that enabled me to get the production going on our first set.
Amazon's a great way to distribute and sell goods, but the challenge is differentiating yourself from all those things that are listed. How are you doing that?
Well, we really are a very unique product. So there's nothing, there really isn't anything out there that's quite like ours. I mean, there's certainly other fabric gift wrap options, but nothing that really compares to the quality and I think look of Gigi Wrap. So in that way, we're trying to differentiate ourselves.
What's the biggest challenge you've faced in taking this idea from concept to market?
Well, there's been a lot of challenges. It's been definitely difficult to manufacture. It was, again, when you start with a brand new idea, you have to jump through a lot of hoops to get it going. And so that was a big challenge. And then certainly just raising money, raising awareness for why we need this product, that kind of thing.
What's the one thing that you really need to take your business to the next step?
I need people to, like I said, sort of start equating gift wrap to the same thing as plastic water bottles or plastic shopping bags. I need people to understand that it's really, really wasteful and very harmful to our environment. I think a lot of people think that you can recycle wrapping paper, and that's mostly not true. Because first of all, the paper is too thin, the fibers aren't recyclable, and you've got foils, dyes, and you know, metallics and all that kind of stuff used, none of which is recyclable. I am certainly, you know, happy when anyone uses you know, just nice brown craft paper. I wouldn't say that our product solves every problem with wrapping, but we can solve a lot. And I would just say take your tape off when you wrap and craft and recycle it.
What would you say to people that say this is a bit greenwashing? How do you show that you're sincere and that this is really a good idea to help the environment?
Well, I think if people really look in, unfortunately, there's not a ton of market research on, you know, the environmental hazards of wrapping paper. But really, like sort of what you said at the beginning, I mean, when you're looking at 25% more waste from Thanksgiving to New Year's, that's a pretty big number. That's a lot of waste going in our landfills. And so I don't see it as greenwashing because, again, you know, there's the three R's. You've got, you know, reuse, reduce, and recycle. This is certainly reuse, and you can use it, as I say, for years and years. I mean, it really stands up. So, I believe that it's a really great solution.
Heather, that's a wrap. Have a great holidays and appreciate you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. I like that.
That's Heather Baez with GT Wrap telling us about her eco-friendly gift wrap. I'm Robert Colangelo, and this is Green Sense. Subscribe to our podcast when you visit greensensefarms.com.
This is Bob Kessler, executive producer of Green Sense Radio. Every week, we cover environmental issues and meet passionate people and sustainable innovators. You might have noticed we do it with very few commercials. Our advertisers, they're just part of what supports Green Sense. We need the help of our listeners, also passionate people who care about the planet and know the value of independent media, which matters now more than ever. We've just launched our fundraising drive so you can help us continue to bring you informative and inspiring shows. Your contributions will cover our small production staff, which seeks out and schedules interviews, edits them, and puts together Green Sense every week. Plus, there's the cost of online hosting and studio equipment. So when you visit greensensefarms.com, click on Radio Show to make a contribution via Podbean. Takes just a few minutes, and as we often say on the program, individual actions multiplied by millions can yield big results. So if you're inspired by our positive and informative shows, we're asking you to help keep Green Sense going. Visit greensensefarms.com and click Radio Show to contribute to our fundraising drive via Podbean. On behalf of all of us at Green Sense Radio, thank you. Green Sense Radio is brought to you by Green Sense Farms.
We're changing the world with sustainable indoor vertical farming, growing more with less. Our leafy greens are sold live, so they burst with flavor. Visit greensensefarms.com and watch us grow.
Once great industrial cities can deteriorate as they age, creating blighted areas and presenting unique challenges, which are being met by people with the right spirit, attitude, and entrepreneurship. If you're lucky, your community has a Raymond Garcia, a social entrepreneur, restaurateur, who is up to the challenge and has the creativity and drive to make the city more sustainable and a better place to live for all. Raymond's canvas is the city of Hammond, Indiana, which borders the south side of Chicago, and he joins us now in Green Sense. Welcome, Raymond.
Well, you're very flattering. Thank you.
Well, you're a fun guy, and I like finding people like you to tell your great stories. So your parents started El Taco Real, which is an institution in Hammond. It's known for its fantastic, authentic Mexican food. What did you learn from your parents growing up in the restaurant business in Hammond?
Well, hard work for one thing. People that have been in the restaurant business know that it's a very demanding career. Takes a lot of patience. You have to be mother and father and psychologist and policeman to your staff. You have to be really devoted to your product. And so it's a tough road to hoe, I tell you.
What did you learn about the community?
Well, one thing that in a broader picture outside of Taco Real is that there's this whole concept of we call it white flight. I'm a little offended by the term, but I call another concept, another idea called a green flight. And that is that people that collect a little bit of money over 10 or 20 years working in, say, the mills, for example, very indicative of this area. They take their money, they run away. The old parts of town become anathema. They don't like the old places. They don't like the old trees. Well, the old trees cause sewer problems, and the new developments are new houses, and the newer houses have less problems. We like new in America. And so what I found is that houses became a little bit more deteriorated. The neighborhood started to fall a little bit. And I realized that was going to hurt my reputation as far as people coming to my restaurant. So I started buying up properties.
Did your parents teach you that? Did they give you this spirit and love for the community?
I think so. I think so in an offhand way, in a secondhand way. I mean, I also studied sociology at university, and the whole concept of broken windows theory kind of stuck in my mind. And that's really what it came to, broken windows theory. The suggestion that if there's a broken window, literally a broken window in a house in a neighborhood, that the propensity for another broken window is very high. But if you fix that broken window, then the chances of having another one are very low. So cut the grass, paint the house, fix the windows, obviously, collect the trash, collect the old abandoned car, that kind of stuff. It really goes a long way towards getting the neighborhoods more involved, the neighbors more involved in cleaning their own property. And it makes the neighborhood a little bit more inviting and less, I don't know, I don't want to use the word dangerous, but less neglected looking.
Well, how's Hammond, Indiana changed since your family opened El Taco Real in the 70s?
Well, it's a big deal. The green flight has occurred quite a bit, and especially 10 years ago, 8 years ago, when the big financial bubble burst, gasoline was twice what it is now. It's a little more expensive. And so people started to go away to the south, where 15 or 20 years ago, there was empty land, and big box stores came up. And again, there's that concept of new. So big box stores come, brand new houses, new developments, and people take their money and they go away. So that has affected the neighborhoods a little bit. But we're still strong, you know. And again, I'm not alone in this endeavor. The city of Hammond and the mayor, Tom McDermott, are aware of these concepts. So they are putting money and effort into maintaining the old parts of town. But that's kind of what has become my big push.
You're a unique combination. You're both a restaurateur owner, social entrepreneur. How do the two work in tandem?
It's perfect for me because I want to see if I can do this again. The fact that we maintain the property around Taco Real, help Taco Real its longevity, help it stay viable for maybe longer than it might have. And so we're starting to do that over in the downtown Hammond area, where when I was a kid in the early 60s and middle 60s was very, very vibrant. I mean, downtown Hammond was a very vibrant area. It had two theaters. There were others in the 50s, lots and lots of stores. And again, as a sociologist, we look at things that happen. What happened there was a shopping mall. Shopping mall was not a concept that existed before in the 50s. We didn't have that. We had downtowns. With shopping mall, downtowns died off because people found it more convenient to park in one place and walk around to the disparate stores. And of course, now shopping malls are hurting because of another concept called the internet. And so it goes, right? So we have to kind of constantly adjust. What we're doing in downtown Hammond is I bought abandoned buildings. So there's three now, about 60,000 square feet. And we've taken blighted, ugly, eyesore buildings that had plenty of broken windows in them, and we fixed the windows. And we put the paint on, and we try to. I've got one of my buildings is occupied, and the people that rent there pay very, very little rent. But you got to remember, little rent is better than no rent, and a small amount of activity is better than no activity. Again, it's kind of the opposite of the capitalist concept of our lifestyle. In capitalism, we have only one tenant, and that is the maximization of profit. And we do whatever we can do to maximize profit. So if a restaurant is not doing well in a neighborhood because the neighborhood population shifted, well, that restaurant will abandon the building and go to a new place, a new area where there are more people, and make their restaurant there because they recognize that profit margin, ROI, is greater there. Well, that's great as a capitalist system, but it's not good for a social system. And so people like myself, and there are others, we decided to fight the good fight and support the old parts of town and not let them deteriorate into nothingness.
I'm talking with Raymond Garcia, social entrepreneur, restaurateur, who is making the city of Hammond, Indiana, more sustainable. I'm Robert Colangelo, and this is Green Sense. Raymond, what's your vision for the future of Hammond? Is there any thoughts of you possibly being the mayor of Hammond?
I don't think that I have the mindset for being mayor. And boy, that sounds kind of negative. And I don't mean it that way. I'm not a politician. I have a very, very a very pronounced personal flaw. Oh, this is going to sound terrible. I'm not a liar. I cannot say to you one thing knowing that another is true. And to be a politician, sometimes you have to do that. And my parents just taught me that I can't. You can see it in my face. So I think I would be a very, very difficult for me to be a politician because they have to balance so many things. And I'm trying not to say bad things about politicians because I have many friends that are politicians.
That's why we had you on the show. You're sincere. You're trying to bring about change. Have other cities looked to you and your projects in Hammond as examples to be followed in ways that they can turn their blighted areas around?
You know, I'm sure they have, but we have done the same thing in the opposite direction. We have gone to other areas and we've studied other cities and looked at the patterns and the things that other cities have done to reinvigorate the old parts of town. And so it's an ongoing collaboration between us and other cities. In Illinois, we drive around quite a bit to cities that have had lean years and lean decades and see what they've done to turn things around. And we believe that foot traffic, for example, in downtown Hammond is the thing that's going to help us a lot. You have to take into consideration the characteristics of the town itself, of the area that you're trying to reinvigorate. Downtown Hammond has got very, very large shoulders, a lot of big buildings. So it's not quaint. It's not tiny. It's not small little mom and pop stores. So that does bring to us a little bit of difficulty, but we're taking the big buildings and we're reinvigorating them. We're getting bigger corporations to buy up. The Bank Calumet building was abandoned and it's been bought up. The Jack Fox building was abandoned and it's been bought. So many of these other buildings have been bought by other corporations and they're putting money in, and that's really the answer.
Well, when you were studying sociology at the University of Illinois, did you ever imagine you'd apply it in the way you're doing it today?
That's a funny thing to ask, and I absolutely did not. I was one of those students, and there's so many of us out there that just kept taking class after class after class out of interest. I never really thought of a career in sociology. I never really thought of it that way. I just was intrigued by the concepts, and I really enjoyed it. So no, I guess the answer would be no. I took a lot of psych and a lot of things like that to try and help my life in general, my life dealing with my customers and my employees at the restaurant. But no, the answer is no. I never really thought about it. But, you know, like most general knowledge, it does come back and teaches us lessons in other ways. So it's not always direct.
Raymond, why don't you leave us with something funny or maybe a pearl of wisdom?
Oh, gosh, you put me on the spot there. For me, the secret to a better life is to lower your expectations. I say that with tongue in cheek. I really live day to day. I don't want to be a rich person. I don't want to, I don't have grandiose ideas about tomorrow. I really live today, day by day, and I try to do the best I can today.
Raymond, thanks for joining us on Green Sense. We wish you the best of luck with your vision and helping to turn an old city around and make it better.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for your interest. We appreciate it.
Raymond Garcia with El Taco Real, who's transforming the city of Hammond, Indiana, through his entrepreneurship. I'm Robert Colangelo on Green Sense. Thanks for listening to this week's show. Support our Podbean patron drive and you support independent media. Just visit the Green Sense Farms website. Your contribution pays for quality program, and you can check out the list of radio stations that air our show. Keep learning, stay fresh, because when you're green, you grow.
Green Sense Radio is brought to you by Green Sense Farms. We're changing the world with our sustainable indoor vertical farming, growing more with less. Our leafy greens are sold live, so they burst with flavor. Visit greensensefarms.com and watch us grow.
Green Sense is recorded in the Duneland ecosystem on the eastern shores of Lake Michigan. The program is copyright Green Sense Farms, all rights reserved.